Tennessee's Governor Bill Lee has requested help from FEMA. We're giving you a look now at the scene today where you can see the debris from the blast. The Federal Aviation Administration has classified the airspace around the site of yesterday's bombing as national defense airspace. That means it's now a restricted area and deadly force can be used as a last resort against any pilot who appears to be a security threat. Meanwhile, the FBI and ATF searched the home of a possible person of interest in the explosion. You're looking at video from Antioch. That's about 15 minutes away from Nashville. A neighbor says she worked near the site of the explosion and that she had noticed an RV in her neighborhood before, but she never expected to see agents there.
It's just now that I noticed that it was there for so long. Mm-hmm. And this week, I didn't really come from that way or notice it that much. But I didn't know that it would be the one that was in downtown at all, or that it would be anywhere around here.
For more on the latest on this investigation, we're going live to News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin, who has been in Nashville following this story today. Tom, what can you tell us this evening?
Right. You know, Aaron, I can tell you that investigators are playing things very close to the vest, saying they're looking at everything right now. Hundreds of leads, about 500 tips so far. But as you've seen, as you've been reporting, they're clearly taking a very close look at that home in Antioch, Tennessee, just 10 miles from here.
It's like a giant jigsaw puzzle created by a bomb that throws pieces of evidence across multiple city blocks. And they've got to gather it, they've got to catalog it, they've got to put it back together and try to find out what the picture of that puzzle looks like.
The explosion rocked downtown Nashville around dawn Christmas Day. The device, concealed in an old white RV, detonated near an AT&T transmission building on the city's busy 2nd Avenue, home to a row of honky-tonk bars and restaurants. The RV eerily playing a recorded message counting down to the impending blast. The trail has led investigators in many different directions, but their primary focus right now, this home in nearby Antioch, Tennessee, just 10 miles from the blast site. For now, they will not talk about what led them there.
We have over 500 investigative leads, and we're following up on every one of those, so there are a number of individuals that we're looking at.
Tennessee's governor today appealing for federal help, he says will be needed to rebuild, calling the damage shocking, saying it's a miracle no one was killed. Three people suffered just minor injuries, but there's still no clarity on human remains reported to have been found at the scene.
This is several hundred agents. This is our national best stepping forward to help us solve this crime.
The FBI and ATF are leading the investigation. The FBI with 250 agents and analysts focused on this case, working to find out who would do this and why.
The team that's behind me and the folks that they represent are doing everything we can to find out what happened here, to get the answers that you deserve, and to make sure that we're all safe.
In all, about 40 buildings here were damaged in some way by the blast. AT&T phone service knocked out, at least partially, over parts of three states. Maybe more than three, still out over some areas tonight. And right now, there is a curfew in effect around the entire crime scene here in Nashville, where we're live tonight. Tom Negevin, News Nation.